New Year.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Are you all happy?
Yes.
Yes, we ought to be happy. It is the first Sunday of the year. So welcome to Lenexa UMC and to our worship service. Feel free to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So today I have a few announcements to make, and first I would like to, I don't know, do we have any youth here? Okay, come on.
Hi. My name's Mackenzie Parks. I'm a senior in our Lenexa United Methodist Youth Group, and today we're hosting our Epiphany Sunday Spaghetti Luncheon. It's free. We just wanted to give back and say thank you for all of your support through the past year. So please stop in after this service and come eat spaghetti with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mackenzie, for that announcement. So please sign the attendance book while I'm making some more announcements. Sign it and pass it down to your neighbor. Now, some of you have seen on email the circulating news from the Great Plains Conference, and the website is all on the screen there. And in summary, what it is saying is that United Methodist traditionalists, centrists, progressives, and bishops sign agreement aim at separation. It says a diverse group of representatives from the United Methodist advocacy groups with contrasting views and bishops from around the world has collaborated on a proposed agreement for the separation of the United Methodist Church that has the unanimous support of all the parties involved. And the agreement, the protocol of reconciliation, and grace through separation was achieved on December 17, 2019. And that discussion will continue. It will come up again. It will be in the agenda. It will be in the agenda for the General Conference in July. So they'll discuss and vote on that. And May, it will be in May. Okay, so you can read the details on the website. I don't want you to be behind the news. And also, the membership class will start next Sunday. So be on the lookout on the crosslinks, on Facebook, and on email. And then today is the first Sunday of the year, and we are going to launch our initiative for 2020. And what that means is our goals for this year is we voted at the annual conference, at the CHAI conference, and also with the council. Some of you are not there at the CHAI conference. And we voted that this year we want to grow spiritually. We want to grow in participation in church activities. Also in outreach. We want to grow in numbers and in giving. And the acronym for that is SPONGE. So when you hear the word SPONGE, that means spirituality, participation, outreach, numbers, and giving. And we will kick off today with spirituality, and that is why you see the sign up front there, spirituality. I don't have any more. Let me invite Tom to come and lead us in call to worship.
Good morning, I'm Tom Lampropoulos, and I'll be a lay liturgist this morning. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the year that the Lord has begun.
We will be glad and rejoice.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning.
Great is your
faithfulness, O Lord. Now let's join together singing hymn number 64, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Remain standing, please, and pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor. And in the meantime, the children can come forward for their session with Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Yay.
Yeah? Did any of you make any New Year's resolutions?
No.
Did you, Lincoln?
No, probably not.
Watch TV.
Okay. Well, here at the church, we made some New Year's resolutions for the whole church. You just heard Pastor Ezekiel talking about our New Year's resolution. It's sponge. So we are growing in spirituality, in participation, in outreach, numbers, giving, and enthusiasm this year. So each week for the next 6 weeks, we're going to be talking about a different one of those words and a different way that we as the church can grow. So for today, you look over here. I have a balloon here. What's on the balloon? It's a house, but what does it have on top of it?
A cross.
So what?
Church.
It's a church, yeah? And then what does this bottle say?
God.
So we're going to see what is going to happen when we as the church get connected to God.
I think we're that
All right.
I thought you were
going to
say
shake it up. Hold on. Let's see. Put a church on top of God. All right, watch.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
It's turning bigger. It's getting bigger. And also the water's bubbling.
Yeah, the balloon is growing.
What's in the balloon?
Is this going to get sugar?
vinegar and baking soda. Yeah. We're focusing on growing in our spirituality. Does anyone know what spirituality means? What do you think, Lincoln? I think of spirituality as how do we react to knowing God. When we are Christians, we show that with the way we act, the way we treat others, the things that we do. So how do we know how we're supposed to act as Christians? Where do we learn that from? Lincoln? We learn it from our ancestors, from our family, yeah? Here's our big church that's grown. What? How else do we learn how to grow in spirituality? Yeah, we talk about it with people. We learn about it when we come to church and come to Sunday school. We can read the Bible. All of these ways that we connect with God help us to grow in our spirituality. So this year, as a church, our resolution is to grow in spirituality. And just like this balloon grew because of the gases that were formed in the reaction, when we connect with God, we allow His Spirit to fill us up as well. And so throughout this sponge series, I'm going to have a... Throughout this sponge series, I'm going to have a different challenge for us each week of something we can do to help us grow. So if we think about our spirituality, let's try to think of one thing that we can add to our lives this week that will help us grow in our spirituality and our relationship with God. Mine is going to be that this week, every single day, I'm going to read the Bible and I'm going to pray to God to ask Him to teach me what He wants me to do through the Bible. Do you have any ideas of what you're going to do this week, Lincoln?
I just have a challenge for you. I have a challenge for everybody.
Is it about spirituality? Then we're going to save it for later. Does anybody have an idea about what they want to do to grow in their spirituality? So think about what you can do this week. Maybe it's reading the Bible. Maybe it's praying. Maybe it's talking to someone in your family about God. Maybe it's sharing God's love with someone else. Think about what you're going to do this week to grow in your spirituality. And next week, I'd love if you come back and tell me about it, okay? All right, let's pray. Dear God, we know You and love You. Help us to be in relationship with You so that we can grow in our spirituality. Amen. Thank you.
That's it. No more. Thank you, Blair and Nan, for that special music. And thank you, Mary, for that message on spirituality. And thank you, Tom, for leading the service today. This morning, we have a celebration. And the celebration is, I think it's about the mixed nuts. Found a copy. We celebrate our Mixed Nuts young adult mission team who are traveling to Biloxi, Mississippi this week to work with Seashore Mission Homeless. So they left. They are on the way. So pray for them. We celebrate them making time to go on this mission trip. So keep them in your prayers. They are gone the whole week. And also, they are accepting donation for the roofing materials. They have to buy roofing materials. So, if you feel led to donate to that group, you can donate to them. Bruce Freeman led the team. And also, we have prayer concerns. There are quite a number of grieving families. Continue praying for Benham family, and also for Glenda Chapon's family. Jim went to be with the Lord this week and last week. And funeral service will be here on Thursday at 11 a.m. And also be praying for Barney, Mark Nichols' family, Valera Kreber, has gone to be with the Lord. She went to be with the Lord on Saturday evening. So please pray for that family, and especially Miss Bonnie and the extended families. Keep them in your prayers. And I don't have any more prayer concern. If something comes to your mind, speak to the Lord. I want to give you a moment of silent prayer to pray for those items and whatever else come to your mind. I just want to praise you this morning because of who you are in our lives. Thank you for this opportunity that we can come together and worship you. Thank you for the freedom of worship that we have in this country. Lord Jesus, your word says where two or three gathered in your name, you are among them. We believe you are among us this morning. Lord, we want to love you this morning, and we want to bring adoration to you. Thank you for the way you have been so nice to us in the past days and in the past years. We want to thank you for the way you have cared for us. Thank you for the traveling mercies that you have given to each one of us. Thank you for the beautiful weather that you have given us this week. Lord Jesus, as we come before your presence this morning, our hearts go to those who are grieving this morning. Lord, we pray that you continue to be with the Benham's family. We pray that you bring healing to that family. We pray that continue to be with Bob and the rest of the family. We pray that you continue to surround them with your love. Lord, we want to lift up also the Chapons family. Be with them. Lord, and we pray for the service on Thursday, and especially those who will be traveling from far. We pray that you keep them traveling mercies, and we pray that everything will cooperate on that day. Lord, we want to pray also for Pony and her family. Lord, be with them during this difficult time. We pray that your comforting spirit be upon them. And the rest of the families and individuals who are grieving this morning, we pray that you be with them. Even those who are having difficult moments emotionally, physically, spiritually, we pray that you be with them. Lord, we want to pray also for peace around the world and in this country. We pray for protection against the enemy. And we pray for leaders that they make the right decision as they lead this country. We pray that they lead it in the right direction. Lord Jesus, we want to pray also for the Methodist Church around the world. We pray, Lord, during this time of decision, we pray that you guide the bishops and the delegates who will be going to the General Conference. We pray that they will have the right decision and the right voting and the right discussion. We pray that you be with them. And Lord Jesus, we want to pray also for the things coming ahead of us this year in our church, as a local church. We pray that you guide us as we seek to put into practice what we have decided that we will do this year. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Continue to enable us to keep our doors open and reaching out into this community. Lord, you know all our unspoken prayer concern. We pray that you intercede for us. And we pray for all the families represented here this morning. We pray that your love and mercy be upon them. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Almighty God, we have welcomed the Christ child in our hearts, and we will never be the same. We are new persons. We are determined by the power of your Holy Spirit to be faithful disciples of our Lord. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom.
Hey, thanks for coming.
So are we playing Dungeons and Dragons?
I have my character all ready. Let's play some dragons and save the world.
Well, actually, I was thinking we could play a new game tonight.
What?
How about Sponge?
What's that?
Well, your character is going to need to gain some new skills. And in order to succeed at the upcoming quests that I have planned.
Sounds interesting.
Well, the first skill is spirituality.
Huh? What's that?
You'll see. Ready to play?
Sure.
So, you're starting off on a grand adventure. Your characters are wandering through the woods when... Let's see. If I can pick this dice up, I'll... Oh, yes. You fall into a pit. What do you do?
I look around for a ladder.
There is no ladder.
Oh.
I yell for help.
Okay, go ahead and yell. Try it. Yell. Yell for help.
Help.
Nobody responds.
I try to climb up the walls.
Okay, let's see this. You fall and take 3 damage.
Oh. I don't know how we can get out.
Well, I don't know what else to do. I usually turn to God. I trust that God will help me find a way out.
Exactly. That's spirituality. God sends a band of travelers to pass by who throw a rope down and help you climb out. You've now leveled up on spirituality. You know, as we go through these new adventures, don't forget to use it. See you next week.
See you next week.
The scripture lesson this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, come to him a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And, like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47 says, they devoted themselves to apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods, and they gave to anyone as he had need. Sorry. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts, and they prayed in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Let's pray over the word of God this morning. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the way you have been with us up to this far. Thank you for the play that we have seen this morning. Thank you for the children message, and thank you for the wonderful music that we have offered to you. And now, as we come to the word of God, searching through it, we pray that you illumine upon it and teach us something new through it today. Help us to connect with you through the message for today. My Lord, my Redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. And God's people say, amen. Amen. Thank you. I have to say that it is important to grow up. Most of the young people at different times are concerned with growing up. I have a 14-year-old who every now and then he reminds me that he's growing taller than me. Yes, he tries to get my attention even when I'm getting ready to leave the house in the morning. He say, "Hey, Dad, can you please wait for me?" Then I would think maybe something important. Then he comes and stands next to me and look at me. "So, what do you think?" Yes, so it is a concern. I know for adults, you don't care about growing tall anymore. But just think about when you were growing up. What were your concerns about growth? At one point in life, for me, I was concerned about my physical growth. I was concerned about my speech. My brother, who is 3 years younger than me, told me how to speak when I was 4 years old. My parents were worried that I wouldn't be able to talk because my parents, every now and then when they tell stories about me, they kind of make fun of me. They say, whenever I was hungry, I used to open my mouth and say, "Ah, ah." But my brother taught me how to say hello to "how are you doing?" And today I'm able to speak because my younger brother helped me. So I wonder whether you have ever thought about growth in recent time. And not just talking about physical growth. I'm also talking about spiritual growth. But first of all, what is spirituality? You have heard, you have seen there in the front and, you know, the writings. And also, you have seen the play about the spirituality. What is it? For my definition, I would say it is connecting to God through faith in Jesus Christ and through everything else that has been created in the universe. For example, you can connect to God through, you know, the cross. Whenever I'm doing meditation, I use the cross to stay focused on God so that I don't get distracted in my mind. You can use necklace, and you can even pray using necklace, going through every bead so that you can stay focused. You can also pray by looking at the star, focusing on the stars, focusing on the moon, or focusing on the running water, or even showers. You know, showers can help you focus on God because it can remind you about the showers of blessings from God. You can focus even on the lakes. You can go to the lake and focus on God. Even, you know, when the sun is setting down, you can focus on God as you look at it. I also take Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 to 23 is a biblical definition of spirituality. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against such things." So if you are if you are spiritual, those attributes will come out of you. It will show up in your life if you are spiritual. Yes, this subject of spirituality is very wide. I would encourage you to continue doing research on it, talk about it in Sunday schools and in your Bible study group. So we are here, we hear a lot of talk these days, especially for me when I have meetings with other pastors. They talk about numerical growth in their churches. And it is not only just Methodist Church, even other denominations. They are concerned about numerical growth. But even more important than church growth, I think we should be concerned about personal spiritual growth. I have to tell you that it takes each one of us to grow spiritually in order for us to have numerical growth in our church. It takes each one of us to grow spiritually. Because no spiritual growth, no numerical growth. If there is no spiritual growth, there won't be any numerical growth. If there is one thing every church wants to have, it is numerical growth. But it has to start with spiritual growth. If we desire to grow in numbers and also spiritually, then we have to study the first church of Jesus Christ in the book of Acts, chapter 2. The description of the early church that we find here in the Bible is obviously intended as an example for us to emulate. What took the first church to grow in faith and in numbers? Four things have been mentioned in the book of Acts that made the first church to grow. And the first one is, they were devoted to the teachings of the apostles. In other words, teachings of the apostles are the same as beliefs we teach from the Bible. In other words, it is talking about doctrines such as baptism, Holy Communion, grace, sin, and salvation. The idea of being devoted to apostle teaching is practically a foreign concept these days in most churches, so to speak. You see, we live in a day when churches are increasingly abandoning the biblical model for worship and evangelism in favor of consumer-driven approach. It has become like business. They want to grow in numbers, but no spiritual growth. But the Bible tells us very clearly that if we want to grow and be faithful in the Christian life, then we must be people who read the Bible. Amen? We must be people who read the Bible. We must be devoted to the apostle teachings in the Bible. For example, in Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, let me read it. It says, blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Yes, that passage tells us that it is only the one who delight in the law of God and meditate on it day and night, who will be like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season. Now, the law here, the law of God is the same as the word of God. So if we are dwelling in the law of God, we are dwelling in the word of God. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Every good work, yes. So, you yield the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You grow by staying connected to God through His Word. The Bible is like a manual for our life. We go to it. If we want correction, if we want to correct our children, if we want to correct somebody, if we want to rebuke, we go to the Bible. The book of Timothy is clear. It is the Word of God is where we need to revert to for our daily life. Yes, no spiritual growth, no numerical growth. The second thing that the early Christians were devoted to was fellowship. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says the word, fellowship is my deeper idea than the way we commonly use it today. It is. The word fellowship is deeper. We often use it to mean maybe just to hang out together with friends. Maybe to have coffee with them at the coffee shop. Yes, it is for sure includes hanging out together. But it also includes the idea of sharing in something together. What do we share together when we meet? We share in greater things, or we should share in greater things such as fellowship, prayer. If somebody is missing in our regular group meetings, maybe somebody is not there today because he's admitted in the hospital, then we should pray for that person. We share spiritual gifts. When we meet together, somebody who is gifted in teaching can teach. Somebody who is gifted in praying can pray. And we also share our lesser things, such as food. If somebody is having a birthday, maybe we can share a cake. We share in small things like clothes, our possessions, and caring for those who are in need in our community. Yes. If you read further in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1 to 5, tells us the story of Ananias and Sapphira who died because they made a light donation. Think about that next time we pass an offering plate around. But the big news here is that family members loved one another and take care of one another. Are we taking care of one another? Are we? I believe we do. I believe we do. We have congregational care team, which, you know, help us in taking care of each other. And then the third thing they were devoted to was sacraments. The next thing that the early Christian church were devoted to was the sacraments. Verse 2 says the breaking of bread. It is not just talking about having heavenly half hour. It does not just say breaking bread, but it says the breaking of bread. What did the Lord Jesus do when he introduced the Lord's Supper in the book of Matthew chapter 26? Jesus says, you know, after he took a bread, he blessed it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take it, this is my body. And he took the cup and blessed it, and he said, this is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for many, and for you and for many. So the first Christians did not neglect the Lord Jesus, what the Lord Jesus gave to them as a sign of salvation in him. They did not neglect the Lord's Supper. That is what I'm trying to say. The Bible indicates that the Lord's Supper is given to us for spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. It helps us to grow. Even John Wesley, who is the founder of Methodism, said that the means of grace that help us to walk in the ways of God are baptism, Bible study, prayer, Holy Communion, fasting, fellowship, accountability, and acts of mercy towards a neighbor. So the source of all these means of grace is the Bible. It is from the Bible. The life of faith is, I have to tell you, it is an everyday life. We have to connect to God through the Word, through the Bible. It is not just on Sunday you just come and listen to the reading of the Scripture. It should be a daily thing. We feed on it. It is the air we breathe. So if we are not feeding in the Word of God and on the Holy Communion, no wonder we are not growing in our faith. No wonder we are weak believers. No spiritual growth. No numerical growth. So a church member is somebody who participates in Bible teachings, fellowship, sacraments, and prayers. So think about those things. If you have not been baptized, you may need to seek to be baptized. If you are not participating in the Holy Communion, you may need to think of participating in the Holy Communion. If you are not praying, you may need to start praying. That is what helped the early church to grow. And that is what can help our church to grow. So take it from me today. If the church members are not reading the Bible, not worshiping together, not studying the Bible together, not taking Holy Communion together, and not praying together, then the church will not grow. No spiritual growth, no numerical growth. Yes, so it is important that we pray together. Do corporate prayer, the Lord's Prayer, community prayer. The fourth practice that they were devoted to was the prayers. Now, we should all be devoted to prayer. As it is, you know, the early church were devoted to prayer. It is clear in verse 42. You can read it. So the context of the rest of the passage suggests that corporate prayer is what they were devoted to. In other words, praying together in worship is important. Praying together in the church when we meet on Sunday is important. Christians should be characterized by prayer. And our worship should be characterized by prayer as well. Amen? So as I bring this to the closing this morning, I would like you to take a moment and imagine how our church would look like today if every member was to devote his or herself to Sunday school, let's say Sunday school, Bible study, and other fellowship that we offer here in the church, making it to Holy Communion once a month, and praying here in the church one day a week and on Sunday. How would our church look like today? You see, we have got to walk the talk. We have to align ourselves to the things, you know, the goals we have said we are going to do this year. If we do, it will make us grow spiritually and in numbers. The following are activities that can help us connect with God and probably will make our church grow spiritually and also in numbers. So any form of prayer, if we do any form of prayer, such as solitude prayer, meditation, reading the psalm, personalizing scripture, praying holding a dog or a cat, praying holding the cross, you know, praying through the beads, participating in spiritual rituals, and in sacraments such as Holy Communion and baptism, and by giving. You see, you can grow in your spiritual development by helping and giving to others. Donate to charity organization. Volunteer your time to help someone in need. Offer your skills to those who need help. Maybe doing taxes or maybe learning how to write a journal. You know, offer your skills or doing a scrapbook. So being more generous in your actions, behaviors, and personality will help your spiritual growth. Share testimony with someone. Take care of yourself also in all levels. It's important. What do I mean by this? I mean, if you want to improve your spirituality and spiritual development, you also need to take care of your physical body. Eat better, exercise more, stop smoking, drinking less alcohol, live a healthier lifestyle in general. And you can do this by dedicating, you know, 10 minutes to 20 minutes per day. You can start with that. Can you try to do that this week? Just starting by, you know, start on Monday with one practice. Maybe holding something while you are praying. No spiritual growth? No? In closing, and I'm going to close now, there are many Bible verses that talk about spiritual growth, but the one that stands out and the one that we can build our foundation on is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Yes, you can study on that. You can go and study today. For sure, all of you have tasted the Lord is good, and that is why you are here this morning. Now, I want to encourage you to go deeper in your faith by attending Sunday school, attending church, by joining the membership of this church so that you can make important decisions that can help this church to grow. No spiritual cross, no numerical cross. In Jesus' name, amen. And now let's turn our attention to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. And with the responsive readings on the screen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy Lord God, God of power and might, heaven and earth, full of glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now. Amen. As there is one body of Jesus Christ, there is one love of prayer here. In the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the bread and blessed it, broke it. This is my body broken for you, eaten in remembrance of me. As there is one blood of Jesus Christ, there is one cup here. In the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the cup and blessed it. This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many. Do it often as you drink from this cup. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the message of spirituality that you have brought to us today. Lord, we pray that we put into practice what we have learned today. Even partaking of the Holy Communion, we pray that this will help us to connect with you and to grow in grace and in faith. Lord Jesus, we thank you for pouring your blood for each one of us, to sanctify us and to give us salvation. I pray as we come together as one body before you today, we pray that you come in thy fullness and bring transformation to our spiritual life. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to invite those who are helping to come forward, please. The feast has been prepared for you. You are welcome. Please join me in the spirit of prayer as we pray for the offerings. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for being gracious to us and also for every blessing that you have given us. Today we brought a portion of what you have given us as a gift to you. May you bless this gift and multiply for the extension of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's rise up as we sing our closing hymn. Amen. Receive the benediction. Go forth into the world. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus go with each one of you. Amen. Thank you.